Welcome to the Nakama Gaming Podcast. Hooray, we're back this week, but unfortunately, one of my co-hosts will not be here. He is out sick with a cold or something, and he is totally bedridden.
He's got herpes.
Yeah, he's got herpes, sure. Once again, this is going to be an uncensored podcast from now on. Just want to give you a heads up before talks about people shitting on me. But of course, we have... Oh, I said your name. Yeah, so stupid. I gotta bleep that out. Anyway, I got my co-host Digi over here.
What up? I'm sick too, by the way.
And I meant Stryker is sick because you totally don't know him by his name. Got my other co-host over here, Ricky. Say hi, guys.
I didn't have a movie quote ready.
It's okay, we can wait.
I don't have anything. I can't think of anything.
You still think we're kidding, Chris. You're playing it.
I was playing the NES version. There's no talking in that one. I'm Commander Shepard, and I approve of this message.
You mean this is your favorite podcast on the Citadel, right?
Yes. Thank you. This is my favorite. Is that how it is?
Yeah. This is my favorite shop on the Citadel.
I was way off. Yes, I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite podcast on the Citadel. Thank you.
I love how there was no repercussion for that in 3. I was waiting for that.
My name is Digi, and I approve this message.
I did it wrong. That was...
Did you go to every store on the Citadel in 2 and do that to get a discount?
I mean, did anything bad happen if you did that?
Because no! I always wondered,
because I was like, are they really going to have me do this to every store? And then...
Because it was the exact same message for every store.
Yeah, there was just kind of... I feel like people are going to get a little skeptical.
And I felt like something would come back and bite him in the ass, but I guess not.
Like in Mass Effect 3, like it comes back to haunt him.
Oh, man. Alright, so...
I have no idea what's going on.
Let's go over all the games that came out.
Oh, I want to start.
What do you, like?
The Ghost Recon demo came out.
Oh, it did?
It is bad.
It's bad?
At least online is.
Oh, there's online. Wait, it's an online demo?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know.
And I'm very upset about it.
What's wrong?
It lags, and you can't really join a server, and they have a lot of fixing to do.
It's still in beta.
Shut up, it's bad. But I can't wait. It's a good game when it doesn't lag, but...
I thought you were going to be like, oh, man, the gameplay's horrible.
But if the gameplay's good.
But if it's server problems, that's understandable. I mean,
servers suck.
It's a beta. They'll fix it.
Balls suck.
Well, I mean, I played the Diablo 3 beta... And, it was free for the weekend, because it's going to come out, I believe, the 15th of this month, or next month, and, it was just having trouble just getting onto the game, because everyone and their, dog wanted to get on this game. So, the servers crashed, a bunch of times. I was clicking that connect button so much, and I got disconnected a couple times, but I managed to do 2 playthroughs. Yep, with a hunter or huntress and
what else?
A monk.
Oh my goodness.
The monk characters are actually really fun to play as. I do not like ranged characters. I suck with ranged characters because I end up getting too close and then dying.
What game is this?
Diablo 3.
Oh.
Yeah, with the Ghost Recon, I can't wait still. Thanks for sidetracking me. Appreciate that.
Sorry. Yeah, but I'm really excited for Ghost Recon. I'm definitely getting that for 360, and we can definitely do co-op on that.
No, you're going to play clan matches with me. Booyah!
Okay, I guess. Alright.
Well, you have to try out for my team first. Wait.
Fine. Well, I gotta practice, so, I mean...
Yeah, I don't know if you're good enough to join an elite team.
I'll definitely get the demo and try that out. I had no idea. Can you,
You have to pre-order it, though. I think it might be too late, yeah.
Ah, stupid. I mean, I don't even remember. I'll go to GameStop tomorrow, probably. But, yeah. let's go over a list of games. I'm not going to give any particular date because that's annoying. Let's see, what came out? Did we talk about Skullgirls already?
We have not.
Skullgirls, fighting game, got released on...
Say Skullgirls?
No, Skull. Skull, like Shakespeare. Skull. He's holding the skull.
To be or not to be.
I like how that's the first thing you think of when you think of the word skull.
Okay, death. Death and decay.
Well, I mean, it's like it's your head, but...
To be or not to be, that is the question.
That was like every English class in high school, so...
Thy ponder, thy wonder?
I like Hamlet. I like Hamlet a lot more.
Yeah, whatever. Loser.
I'm not a big Shakespeare person.
Neither am I, but obviously Dom is.
But if I had to pick...
I mean, I feel like Romeo and Juliet's just old at this point.
You're old.
They're all old.
Well, I know, I meant, like, because everyone uses that as, like, their
favorite. Overdone, got it.
Your mom's old.
Well, it's overused because it's probably one of the better ones, but I'm a Macbeth person.
Macbeth.
I'm a Pablo Francisco type of person. Check out Pablo Francisco and shit. Don't search in shit.
Just Google Pablo Francisco and shit.
Pablo Francisco and his... God, what's the guy that has Parkinson's? Not Parkinson's. What's his name? The guy from Back to the Future. What is his name?
Wait, the old dude?
No, the kid. What's his name?
Shit. Fuck, I knew this. Marty McFly. Marty McFly.
Yeah, I know his name in the movie.
Oh,
does he have Parkinson's or something like that?
No, oh, Jeff. Something Fox.
Michael J. Fox. There you go. Search Pablo Francisco's imitation of Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future. That's today's reference. I should research that before I start talking about him next time.
Anyway, before we got sidetracked, Skullgirls.
Your sister shits on you. Shut up.
I think it was like... No, it was a while ago. Skullgirls got released on April 9th.
Yeah, I thought it came out a couple weeks ago.
Long time ago. It got released on the PlayStation Network and Xbox Live. It's a fighting game, and if you are not a fighting game fan, I would not recommend this for you because it is very technical. So if you don't play a lot of fighting games, this will be very difficult for you because it's all like professional level fighting.
All right, I won't play it then. Next game,
Fez. Fez. It came out on the 360.
Yay, Fez!
I think to download that tonight because
I said good day.
Fez is it's an 8-bit, right?
Isn't it called like a 12? They call those things like 12-bit things or something. I don't know.
I'm not sure. It's like 16-bit, 8-bit. It looks gorgeous. Like it's like a throwback to old platforming games and puzzles. The cool thing about it is it's on a 2D plane, but you can rotate the level 360 degrees to solve all the puzzles. And I thought it was really neat.
You can rotate your mom 360 degrees.
Oh. let's see, what else came out? For Wii, we have Pandora's Tower.
Oh, that finally came out? I didn't even know that was coming.
It came out on April 13th.
Oh.
Yep. I don't even know what that's about. Like, I thought it's one of the three things people wanted to come to America.
Yeah, that's why I remember it, but I don't know if it's any...
I think it got okay. I don't think it was as good as Xenoblade. Based on reviews.
The power of Earth.
What?
Alright, next. Witcher 2 actually finally came to the 360 on April 13th, because it was only for PC, and I think PS3, and it finally got released on 360, and it got the little special edition, so it's got like extra bonus crap. And this game is, you're a witcher that fights, like, demonic, evil spirits, and, of course, witches and crap, and you have, like, your body's special or whatever, your blood type special, you can ingest potions that normal people can't, and it makes you stronger to fight monsters and shit, I don't know. It's, if you like medieval shit and magic, that's the game for you.
Why do you keep cursing, God?
I don't know.
Doing this shit.
Because it's not...
It's censored.
Censored. No rules.
I'm sorry. See, this is... Like... When you take off the chains, I'm just let loose.
Oh my God.
Okay, next. For PC, Blacklight Retribution got released on April 13th. It is free to play. It is free to play. So if you don't like paying for stuff, definitely check out Blacklight Retribution. It's got like a class system. You could customize a lot of the weapons and guns and your play style. I thought it looked pretty interesting. I haven't tried it out yet, but I will definitely check it out. It looks pretty cool. It's like I feel like it's a mix between Counter-Strike with Call of Duty. So it's got that going for it. Next, finally came out for the Vita, Disgaea 3, Absence of Detention.
You've been playing that.
I've been playing the crap out of that. Oh my God, there's so much reading, but I love it. I mean, if you like anime, plus, like,
I love your mom.
What was it? Final Fantasy Tactics? Like, combine anime and Final Fantasy Tactics and you get Disgaea 3. It is ridiculous, like, the amount of customization you can do. You can customize every character, change their classes and stuff, build them how you want them to be. And, like, depending on the items you get, it changes up how they play. And they have this... Instead of, like, using mana in battle, you build up mana after, like, every battle and spend it on techniques and stuff. Which I thought was pretty cool. Next, for 360, came out on Xbox Live, Trials Evolution. You guys heard about this?
Is that that bike game?
Yep.
Is that that game?
Huh?
Isn't that, like, old?
No, it came out April 17th. There's Trials, but this is Trials Evolution.
Oh, so it's, like, an evolved version of Trials. Okay.
Yeah, it's a newer one, and it has a little level editor in it, so you can build your own tracks and stuff, which is really cool. And I've been watching the Rooster Teeth guys on Achievement Hunter played the crap out of it, and I was like, oh my God, I gotta download this game, so I think I'm gonna download that with Fez as well, because...
Fez. When's the new season of Red vs. Blue?
New season... I don't remember. I think it's next month.
Do that many people watch that? Is that really that, like...
Hell yeah, I watch the shit out of that.
Huge.
Apparently Elijah Wood will be in this next season.
Yep, he is playing the meta. Or, what's it? No, wait, it's,
Wait, who's in this season?
Elijah Wood is voicing, Oh, man, what's his name?
Is it the new mercenary at the end of the Carolina?
No. Who is that really angry dude that can't talk because he got his throat slit?
What?
The dude with the knife gun.
Knife gun?
Main. Yeah. Main's AI is going
to be... Oh, okay, yeah.
It's going to be voiced by Elijah Wood.
But he can't talk. He never talks. He's just like...
Yeah, because with the little thing they played that wasn't completely done, the AI says, isn't that the guy that slit your throat on the freeway?
Dude, season 8 was freaking amazing for that show. I thought it was freaking amazing.
When they put in the animation?
Yeah, I mean, besides that, but, like, seasons 6, 7, and 8, just in general, are badass. Especially, I mean, 1 through 5 was, yeah, whatever, it was goofy, but, like, they've made it more serious, and I think it's turned out better.
I think my favorite episode has to be when Tex is kicking the crap out of them.
Yeah, that was the end of, that was season 8.
Yeah, that was really good. Protect me, Cone. I need to buy that shirt.
I have all the seasons.
Really?
Yeah.
I promised myself I wouldn't buy any of them unless I actually went to a convention where they were selling them.
Mm-hmm.
With the Rooster Teeth guys there, and I would get them to sign my box. Because, I don't know, like, I feel like that's when I would buy it. I don't know. Alright, after trials, let's see. iPhone game. Max Payne, the original Max Payne, came out on April 19th for the iPhone.
Oh, wow.
So, it's like on, I think it's on iPad, too. So, if you want to play the original Max Payne with touch controls.
Dude, what? I just want to know why, I want you guys to tell me why I'm so scared to put, you know, the credit card in to buy the PS Vita. It's in my cart. It's just sitting there.
Wait, what's wrong?
He wants to get a PS Vita, but it's just sitting there.
I want to, but I don't. Like,
are you part of Amazon Prime or whatever?
No, I'm part of Amazon.
Wait, why don't you want to get a Vita? I'm confused.
I don't know. I feel like I won't use it that much, but we'll
get
see
it.
What
happens. Do you? Are you?
I am playing my Vita as we speak.
Do you have downtime at work?
Yeah, sometimes, but, you know, I'd like to just relax.
I mean, it all depends. If you don't think you're going to play that much, then don't get it.
I want that MLB game, though.
I would like to talk about RC Motorstorm.
Oh, yeah, that came out, too. It's free.
That was a while ago, but...
Yeah, that was 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
I am playing it as we speak, and it's actually really great.
I like it. It's pretty fun. I like it because of the time trials. I love beating high scores.
Well, I don't understand the menu interface at all for this game.
Oh, it took me a little bit to understand it.
I feel like I still don't know what I'm doing, but when I finally actually play the game, I'm like, oh, this is actually really fun. It reminds me of Micro Machines Racer from like back in the day, if anyone remembers that. No? Okay.
Nope.
You played it at my house, Dominic.
I did?
Yes.
Really?
You were a micro machine, and you drive around like... My god, now I want to play that game. I need to get that game, actually. I'm going to find it on eBay.
Did you sell it?
I sell all my games, and then I'm like, years later, I'm like, oh.
That's why I never sell any of my games. I have stacks and stacks of games just lying around.
Well, that's why I really like digital content now, just like Virtual Console and PlayStation Network. Like, now I'm stuck with these games forever. I can't sell them back.
I like going all digital. I think it's a new thing. I think it's a way of the future. Problem is, my PC is starting to run out of space, so that's a problem. So, yeah. Go get Max Payne for your iPhone. It's pretty cheap. I think it's like $8. $7, something around there.
Almost as cheap as your mom.
It's never gonna get old. Update. I put out a contest last time we did a podcast.
And it's
funny because as soon as I put it out, like the next day, it went free to play for everyone, so it was out of beta.
Oh, really?
So there was no point. So like anybody can hop on it.
Did anyone participate or partake?
Two people wanted to, and then I just told them it was already out free to play.
Really? People really listen to us?
Apparently. Well, my friends do, so...
Well, I don't tell my friends until you become more organized.
Hey, fam, shout out to you. Screw you.
So, breaking news...
Oh man!
Are we still talking about games that are coming out?
Yeah, or I mean stuff that's. Well, I mean you could go ahead. What's breaking news?
Oh well, I'm sure everyone's heard that PlayStation All Stars Battle Royale has been announced officially.
Oh yeah, I saw that last night.
Which I'm very excited about. For those of you who don't know, it's like Smash Brothers, but with more mediocre characters. But it still looks great because Parappa the Rapper is a character.
Oh, man, I knew you were going to say something about Parappa the Rapper.
Because that's the best part of the game.
I hope they have his level. I hope they have a level with him. That'd be great. What level do you think they would get for him?
I don't know. I'm not a fan of these mashup levels.
You don't like how it's... Like the Ratchet and Clank mixed in with,
No, it didn't look good. It looks stupid.
I don't even know what that was mixed with. It was like...
You look stupid.
Hydra.
Is it God of War? Really?
Yeah, it was like the Hydra from like the first level.
Because the Patapon level is mixed with God of War also.
Yeah, I think they have... Well, I guess they have mixed levels.
Yeah, they said... I looked at a couple interviews with them, and they said they were going to mix... They were definitely going to mix every single level with one other thing, so... I mean, they have the Little Big Planet level. There's got the Buzz from that.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Game is mixed in with that. That doesn't make any sense. And then while you're playing, it's like you got to answer these four. You got to answer the question. There's four answers on the board, and you got to answer it. And if you get it wrong, you take damage while you're fighting.
Well, I think I guess it's just kind of like the more crazy level. It's kind of like the WarioWare level in Smash Brothers Brawl, I guess. Like little mini games popping up, but yeah.
Like jump or avoid this.
Yeah. But...
Wow, I just.
But I am looking forward to finding out more of the characters that they have from that, you know, that yeah, all-star.
So far, it's
Sony roster.
Sly Cooper, Parappa the Rappa, Kratos. Let's see, that guy from Killzone 2 that you kill. He's like the last boss. Rannik from Killzone 2.
I thought only five characters were confirmed.
They also got Fat Princess in there.
That's random.
Yeah, that's really random. But it is a PlayStation brand thing. Apparently it's still... I own the game. I downloaded it off PSN. It's okay. It's fun in small bursts. But I'm kind of waiting for that so I can port it over my PS Vita.
I wanted to like it a lot more... But it seemed like
I got really annoyed.
Progress, like when I was playing against other people, it would be like, "Oh, we got your princess," but then like they'd either—I don't remember—it's been a while—but they'd kill me or they'd get my princess, and just no one ever made any progress. We'd be playing for like hours, but we'd just be going back and back and forth, not getting any points. I don't think I ever successfully captured the princess.
I would always get someone screaming in my ear the whole time.
I don't have a headphone for.
No, like, I mean, even if I didn't have a headphone, I would have that on. I don't know why I didn't just turn it off, but... I would always have some random dude yelling in my ear, someone singing, it was just like, it broke the experience.
It's probably just me. Just kidding. I just said I don't have them.
Alright, let's see. What else? Tribes Ascend finally came out of beta, and it's now... The full version came out for PC, and it's free to play. So if you play the old Tribes Ascend is back with newer graphics, newer levels, and all that stuff. Did you guys ever play Tribes?
Nope.
No, really?
But it's time for a Digi's Movie Corner.
Well, can we? I only have two more things on the list.
All right, go.
Walking Dead, the video game.
Ooh.
That.
All right.
And it's on.
Go on.
It's on PSN. XBLA, and PC. It's by the people who did the Back to the Future games, Telltale Games. I love those games. And I'm definitely going to buy the season pass for Walking Dead, the game, because you get to make all the choices and stuff. It's a totally separate story from the TV show and the comics.
Is it on Xbox Live?
Yes, it is. I believe it is.
Oh, Amazon.com. Let's go. The Walking Dead.
It's not... It's... Do you... it's... If you're thinking you're going to go shoot a bunch of zombies, it's not like that at all.
Wait, it's called Land of the Dead. What?
No, it's The Walking Dead.
The Walking... Yeah, it's not... No.
It's not on XBLA.
No.
What?
I don't see it. Yeah. I see the Walking Dead online game code. Walking Dead TV board game. Did you lie to me?
I don't know if... I thought it was... It should be out for Xbox.
Or PS3 or something.
No, it's definitely out for Xbox. It's on XBLA.
XBL, what the hell is XBLA?
Xbox Live Arcade.
Oh, it's an arcade game. It's an arcade game.
Yeah, it's not a... It's a downloadable game, so...
Okay, hold on. Hold
there
on.
There will be a disc one eventually when all the... Like, it's doing it in episodes. So there's, like, the second episode comes out soon.
Has anybody played the Shank? I love
Shank
that game.
2?
Well, I just downloaded Shank 2, but I haven't had time to play it at all.
I haven't finished Shank 1. I got it in the Humble Bundle for PC, and I've been
Shank
using
Shank 1, that last boss is ridiculous. It's not even fair.
I can't remember where I am. I think I'm on the level where I killed...
Do you search under T or W?
I think it's the Walking Dead, so... Well, you look for that last game to come out this week, actually, Tuesday. Prototype 2.
Oh, yeah, I want to play that.
You do?
I do. I haven't played the first one even, but I always meant to.
I like how IGN quoted it as being forgettable fun.
I like games that are forgettable fun.
Yeah, I mean, if you like trophies, that's... Or, what's the... Wow, I'm totally blanking. What's the thing for Xbox?
Achievements.
I don't know why I forgot that. But if you like achievements and trophies, that's a good game for that. Because there's a lot of going around getting collectibles.
Did anyone play The Last Remnant, by any chance?
I did.
No, but I want
was
to
good?
Play it.
No. What?
It's not good?
I did not like it.
You didn't like it because the combat?
I don't know what I did. I don't remember. It's been a while. I think it was actually just the engine, which is weird. I really hated how glitchy it was.
It's not like a turn-based thing. It's all, like, live action.
There it is, The Walking Dead Arcade.
Yeah, but it's a lot of,
Found it! 400 points!
I heard it's got a lot of RPG elements in it, still.
The Walking Dead has 400 points?
How much is that? I don't even know.
The Walking Dead, a Telltale game series?
I fucking hate how Xbox Live can't just do it in dollars. That's just so stupid, this point system. I have to go look up every time how many points something is worth.
Dude, okay, well, I'm gonna buy it anyways, because I love Walking Dead.
If you think you're gonna... It's a lot of just choices and stuff. It's not like... It's like a click-and-point adventure game, kind of.
Well, it's 400 points only. That's $5. I'm gonna buy 600.
That's for the first episode. Can you buy the whole pack?
Wait, are you sure it's just for the first episode? It says 400 points... Episode... Oh, wow. You're right.
I think there's, like, 5 episodes or something.
Yeah, it says 5.
So if you want to buy the bundle, and then, guess right now, you get it all together, and then you get them as a release.
What? I don't see the bundle, though. Oh, by the way, I have a clan match at probably 11:30, so we got 15 minutes, guys.
And clan match in what?
FIFA.
Man, I gotta get that. Oh, I gotta get that... I need to get that.
Get it? You can join my clan.
Are you...
It's me, my buddy.
See...
I've been playing in clans forever now. His nephew. And it's just us three for FIFA, but...
I don't think I would do that, because...
Why?
Because I don't like playing... I like playing FIFA when it's one-on-one.
Okay, we can play one-on-one, too. I'll school you, and then I'll record it and post it on the... We can post it on the website, how I rate
I think I might
sideways.
Have to buy another capture card.
Cause... Well, I have mine for Xbox, so we can post it how I raped you sideways. Just saying.
Like, I really want this capture card to work. But
sideways,
I'm trying so hard.
And everywhere.
I just need to buy a new computer.
Last Remnant. Digi's Movie Corner.
There you go.
Why are we talking about The Last Remnant? Anyway, why did that come up?
It showed up on, no attitude necessary, alright?
No, I'm just curious, like, it's just an old game.
It showed up while I was looking for The. By the way, Walking Dead's under W.
Really? The brings up Last Remnant?
Well, The Last Remnant.
Well, there's a lot of The games.
The Last Remnant.
Of course.
Alright, coming out on DVD this week, the new release was Contraband. Don't go watch it. Pretty stupid, just like any ordinary movie.
Wasn't
does good. have does have Marky Mark in it, which is pretty cool, but not good. Still haven't seen Three Stooges or 21 Jump Street, and I really want to see 21 Jump Street because I heard it's good.
Same.
The Raven came out. Horrible reviews, 21% Rotten Tomatoes.
It didn't look
good.
Huh? I actually wanted to see it, too. I was kind of curious. Not that I have time to go to movies, but...
it didn't look like my kind of movie. I hate these stupid... I just don't like horror movies. They're just stupid.
Another movie that came, The 5-Year Engagement. I actually want to see that because it's from the directors and writers of Forgetting Sarah Marshall, and it has
that's got what's his name in it. So
yeah, the guy from Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Jason Segel.
Yeah,
so I kind of do want to see that.
What's the TV show he's in?
How I Met Your Mother.
Yes, no. I love that show.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. It's How I Met Your Mother.
And The Lucky One also came out, starring Zac Efron.
Ugh.
And then Headhunters came out.
Wait, hang on one second. Back up. Is The Lucky One where Zac Efron is dating... What's her face in that movie? Like, he comes back from war or something?
Yes.
It's based on a book?
Yes.
She's supposed to look that, like, be that old in the book.
How old is she supposed to be?
I don't know. Like, have you read the book or something, or no?
No.
Okay. Because she looks way too old for him. Like, it does not look... It looks weird. She looks way too old for Zac Efron. I think either she's supposed to be younger, or he's supposed to look older. I don't know. It just looks really weird.
My sports news, I don't really have sports games to, I've been sick this week, so I haven't really seen any sports.
You too?
Games, yeah.
Did you go visit your brother and get him sick?
No, anyway, shut up, your sister shits on you. Sports news, it's been a depressing week of sports in the land of Florida. My Panthers lost in double overtime yesterday, game 7, I was at that game.
Was that baseball or hockey? I can't remember.
Hockey. And then my baseball team's lost.
I don't know sports.
Neither do I, but...
Wait, so you... Is that the stadium there. You work at?
No. Okay. I work at the baseball park. We've lost 6 in a row now, and we're 7-12, and we not helping my ticket sales by losing all them games.
Do you lose your job if you don't sell enough tickets?
After 6, 9, 12 months around that area, if I don't do well, then yes, I am fired.
That sucks.
Thanks, man. Anyways.
Sorry.
Oh, you're full of positivity. I like it.
But whatever. I hope your team wins more.
Thanks. And then basketball playoffs start tomorrow, though, so that's a good thing.
I could give less of a crap.
Okay. Wow.
I do not enjoy watching basketball. It's like on the same level of boring as baseball is to me.
Cool. Anyways.
I would rather play this.
Why are you tearing down our hobbies?
Because he's an asshole. That's why.
No, I'd rather play. Like, the only sport I can actually watch is soccer, because that's exciting to me.
It's like, hey, I had a great week. Life is good. I saw this great movie. The one with Zac Efron. Oh, Zac Efron. The one with that girl. Oh, that one's stupid.
You didn't go see it.
Life is great. I love my life.
No one's asking you to see it. We're just saying we can be supportive of each other's hobbies.
Yep.
I never said don't go see it. I was just giving my...
Negative Nancy, listen, you... another example. Oh, Ricky, you're having a great life. Oh, me too. Oh, yeah? Well, my life sucks. And I don't know where I'm going with it. I'm done.
What?
I'm so out of it. I'm so drugged up in the legal way from medicine.
You got 8 minutes.
Right.
You got 8 minutes.
We only got 8 minutes. Save the world.
Oh, my God.
You know, I didn't even notice that Stryker was gone. Is that sad? He doesn't talk much.
It's kind of like he is here.
Shh, maybe he is.
I need to just say your mom joke and he'll start laughing.
No, it was really quiet.
Your mom.
Since we only have like 7 minutes left, are you done with the movie corner? Or Digi's movie corner?
Yep, and Digi's sport corner is done too.
Alright. Do 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 do! Okay, Ricky, how about your Gamefly corner?
My Gamefly corner, it's about to expire in a day, and I need to send my games back so I don't get charged again because I don't have money.
Do you have more than a few pennies in your account now?
Sort of, but it's...
I feel like that's
it's not looking great.
I feel like that's a touchy subject today.
That is a touchy subject today. Let's change the subject.
I have to pay my car tomorrow, and I have golf tomorrow morning, too. And...
You have very expensive hobbies.
You know what else is expensive?
Your mom.
I hope Chris laughs. Your mom! She does charge pretty high amounts in cash. Like, she's too rich for my blood.
My goodness.
My clan match hasn't been accepted yet, so I might have more time. Actually, no, I feel bad because they're waiting for me. Hey guys, I'm doing my radio show. Sorry.
Who's waiting for you?
Wait, are they, like, in the room?
Where's Tony?
Hey, I'm
here.
Tony, you just joined the party in the room.
Oh.
Yo, Tony!
Sorry, I'm on my Xbox. I kind of want to play Ghost Recon, too.
Yeah, maybe I'll download that and we can play.
I'm probably going to fall asleep anyways while I'm,
I don't know, maybe I actually promised my friend I would play some League of Legends with him.
League of Legends. You are legendary.
And I think I'm going to post my terrible, awful match to my YouTube page and see how many terrible comments come in. I want to change... I hate how YouTube has set it up that I can't change my name. Because I set that YouTube up so long ago... And my username is TwilightLink-X. And everyone always goes for, oh, you love Twilight? You're gay. I was like, no, I don't like Twilight.
I love Twilight.
I hate Twilight.
Have you seen the new trailer for Breaking Dawn?
Oh my god, get out of here. Get out of my podcast.
I do hate Twilight, sorry.
What?
I can't...
I hate Twilight too, but I'm not gonna like be a dick about it like Tom over here.
Oh, thank you.
I'm gonna be a dick anyway. I don't even know why I was watching this. I was watching kids. I think it's like Teens or Kids Choice Awards. I don't even know what it is. Whatever's on Nickelodeon. They get slimed and crap. Whatever. They had Twilight. I think it was Teen Choice Awards because they had Twilight and Pineapple Express. As best fight scene?
Yeah, Teen Choice Awards. Not Nickelodeon.
Twilight? How did Twilight win that? Pineapple Express? You know the fight scene where they're in the drug dealer's house? And it's... Really?
Go on, it's just the background music because you're a Debbie Downer. Go ahead.
But I don't understand, like, the whole fight scene they used for Twilight was just Jacob and... who's Jacob again? Is he the vampire?
No, he's the werewolf.
Well, they had...
He's the werewolf!
Well, they had, like, the vampire fighting another vampire, and it was just them midair, and that was the whole fight scene, was it?
Yeah, the fight scenes are very...
Okay, we're done. We're done with that.
You sure?
Yes, I'm done.
I'm sorry.
I'm 100% sure.
Every time you ruin someone's mood, I'm going to play that song. Can anyone guess what movie that's from?
Nope.
No one can guess it. I bet no one will get it. It's probably...
Lady in the Water.
The most underrated... No, that's an underrated movie, and that movie sucks. But...
I know. It's awful.
It's a very underrated movie. It's called The Mist. Anyone see that?
Nope. Wait, is that the one where it comes into their town and it just grabs them or something?
Yep.
Wait, the fog?
No, the mist.
The mist. The fog.
The fog.
I haven't heard about the fog.
That would have probably made it better. I kind of like that better.
Hey, that should be your poll. What's the better name? The mist or the fog? Seriously. I'm being serious.
Okay, I'll post it on our Facebook
page. Yep, you know what that's what people will say.
I was wondering when you were going to play that.
Yeah, it's been the whole...
Oh my god. Man. It's gonna be a terrible weekend.
Why is that?
I'm not looking forward to this weekend. Because I gotta write a 5-page paper and study for 2 finals.
Oh my god, 5 pages? That might take like an hour.
You don't understand. It's hard for me to write 2.
Why'd you say 2?
It's 5 pages.
Oh, hard to, like, you mean 2 is, like, 2 pages.
Yeah, 2 pages.
Well, you're ridiculous.
Yes. Well, excuse me, Mr. Writing Major, or whatever it was. Creative Writing.
I have no future.
I'm telling you, go work for IGN, but you never...
Hey, don't you take care of a bunch of special kids? I mean, that's a good future.
No, it's not.
He hates his job.
Hey, you should get a group together and come to the Marlins Park. I'll give you a group discount.
No, I would never, ever do that. They wouldn't know what's going on. And it would be a disaster. I can't
even... Ricky, I need to go to the bathroom.
Oh my god.
Alright.
Well, at least they can't...
That's not how it would happen. They would just go. Okay.
All those chairs are nailed to the stadium floor, right?
They don't throw.
I thought you got stuff thrown at you one time.
They're gonna rip the concrete chair out.
Special.
Mickey, I need to go pee pee.
See, I feel like we're being insensitive now.
Yeah, I think. I don't think this is appropriate, broadcasting.
I'm just saying, I have to go pee pee.
We don't want to get Ricky demoted again.
I said I got, like, that job back, right? Like,
yeah, but you just told me you didn't tell the podcast.
Okay, yeah. Hey, everyone, good news. I got my job back. Or I didn't really lose my job, but I didn't get my demotion.
It's just a lot of confusion.
Yes, and it turns out that my boss thinks I'm very nice, so...
Yeah, I was about to say, my mom was like, really? His boss doesn't think he's nice? Who is this boss? So apparently, yeah.
You told your mom?
Yeah.
But we're not supposed to be talking?
No, this is my dad.
You don't think she tells him? They're married.
Yeah.
She doesn't.
Now we're all
okay. Part of this because life. You don't have to say that?
Well, in that case, since, you know, you talk to your mom and tell her that, you know, we talk. Tell her hi.
Yeah, and tell your mom that I'm gonna marry your sister in 10 years.
I'm so glad I didn't show her the drawings you send me on Draw Free.
Why would you?
I know. No, I had it open. I had it open right there, and I was like looking, and I showed her. But I showed her the one that I drew. Did you?
Why
did you? No. It was safe.
You are like a 6-year-old kid. You were like, look what I drew.
No, she's like, she's like, what are you doing? Because it was making all this noise. Because I was guessing your word. And I didn't show her that because she would have been like, oh my god, Ricky. Because I think the one I guessed was the one where your word was umbrella. But instead, you first drew a stick figure laying down, and then you did another stick figure squatting over that stick figure, taking a shit on its face, and then you drew an umbrella in its hand.
Yep.
And then you drew an arrow to the umbrella.
Rainy weather ahead.
Yeah, but that doesn't make any sense, because the guy holding the umbrella is the one taking the shit on the other guy's face.
Yeah, but he has a feeling that the person getting shat on is going to take a piss on him soon.
Ooh. You guys add me on the draw thingy.
Sure, I love drawing pictures of dirty things and then having it relate to a tiara.
Except I sent you one a long time ago and you still won't guess it.
The first one I sent you was like 3 weeks ago and you just started playing again. Don't tell me.
Wait, are we not friends on Facebook?
I don't have Facebook anymore.
You don't?
No, man, I've gotten rid of that a long time ago.
Oh, why?
It's a long story.
I feel like that goes off a lot.
Your sister texted me to play that song.
No, I asked her, and she says you have not texted her ever. So, that's shot down.
I haven't talked to her in months.
Like, is he texting you? And she's like, ew, no.
Ew, no?
Yeah, right. No, that was her reaction.
She means, yeah.
Oh, God. I don't even know if she has a boyfriend. I can't even tell.
She has a boyfriend?
Does your sister date a lot?
No, I haven't seen her date anyone. She has a lot of guy friends.
I'll be her first date.
Gotcha.
Ugh, I hate all her friends, though.
Wouldn't you love me as a brother?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Oh, screw you. We're going to de-brotherify you if we get married.
Oh, man, I keep forgetting. You never responded to this, but you said last week you were going to own me at Uncharted, or I said I would kick your ass at Uncharted.
I don't even have the game yet. Are you kidding me?
Uncharted 2?
Oh, 2, yeah, but yeah. I haven't played in like 4 years.
I haven't played in forever either.
I'll destroy you in that game anyways. But yeah, it's time for a clan match. Gotta go.
Well, I guess that ends our podcast. That was a weird ending.
Alright, thanks. Really, we're just babbling on, really. Yeah. So.
I'm sure they would love this, though. So, thanks for listening to the Nakama Gaming Podcast, doing hand gestures in the air like no one cares. I'm Dom.
I'm Digi.
I'm Ricky.
We're signing off. Thanks for
listening. Oh, no!
What?
Final Fantasy Tactics War of the Lions is $10 a bit. It's like $6. Oh, wow.
Alright, listen to the podcast. Thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye. We'll be right back.